Sports and Recreation reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Little League dreams lead kids on big journeys. A South Dakota Little League team scored 5 runs in the final inning to best a team from Webb City, Missouri to reach the Little League Baseball Midwest Regional Championship game. If they win again on Saturday, they claim a spot in the Little League World Series. Joining us now is manager coach Jeff Riley. Welcome.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
All right. How is the team handling the excitement and the pressure? Because these are kids at a pretty high level of playing right now.
Yeah, you know, the kids are amazing. They're 12-year-olds, so they don't really get it too much. I mean, they have more fun seeing themselves on TV than they really do about the game. I mean, when they step on the field, there hasn't really been too many no's. I mean, there's been some, obviously, in the high-pressure moments that we've been, but they just love the game, and, you know, they practice a lot. They practice hard, and so when it comes time for them to represent, they've been doing it well.
Do they have families with them? What kind of interaction do they have with moms and dads and grandparents? Do you have a contingency in Indiana right now?
Yeah, you know, all 14 kids, we got 3 coaches and 2 other practice coaches. So we got 5 adults in our hotel with the 14 kids. And then the mom and dads are at other hotels. But like today, our schedule, we woke up, had breakfast, we're practicing as we speak, and then we'll have lunch, and then the parents can come get them and have them for the night. But it sounds like most of us, I mean, we hang out as a team a lot. This team is really a family, and we're all going to go to a baseball game later tonight and have a good time there with each other.
Let's talk a little bit about building character and what sort of lessons there are right now, you know, outside of how they're going to play the game and what happens on Saturday. Do you have those kind of conversations with them throughout a season where you talk about, you know, more life lessons than just athletics?
Yeah, you know, we just it's nonstop talk about that, because that's really what this is about, is developing kids emotionally, personally. So the number one thing that we talked about starting day one is that you are representing the state of South Dakota, North Dakota, and the city of Sioux Falls. And so we had them take off their hats, you know, and we're asking them, hey, what's this hat mean to you? And a lot of it, you know, they're like, oh, baseball, all-stars. And I was like, no, guys, you don't get it. It's more than that. It's this. And we started talking about how they get to play baseball and all their friends would like to. And so, you know they're playing for more than themselves, so they understand that. They know it's about the state, and we just had a big conversation yesterday. It was about social media, just because, you know, they have a lot of friends texting them, and some of these kids have Instagram and Facebook, and we're letting them know, hey, one dumb thing that you put out there, you know, that affects the whole team. So it's not about you, it's about the team, and they're really buying into it. They're smart. Nothing's come up where it's been an issue, but we definitely teach those life lessons and learning capability. I mean, gosh, you can see some of these guys grow up this whole week, you know, because this is a big thing and they're loving it. And it's been amazing to watch boys do this.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about that game against Webb City and, you know, how it began. And, you know, it started out with 5 runs on the board right away for the opposing team. Is that, as I understand it, is that correct?
Yeah. You know, you talk about life lessons, and sometimes in life you got to be able to take a punch. And I've said this all along, you know, we're a really good team. This isn't the first time we were losing to come back. And, you know, these teams, they can punch us. And our kids' character and their confidence and their approach and mentality, they punch right back. And they're never fearful of anything. So, yeah, that game started off 5-0. And really, I've been saying all along, I mean, it's waiting for us to have a debacle in the field. And we did. We had 5 errors yesterday, and it just really cost us. But once again, you see people grow up, and Ethan Bruns was our pitcher, and he just was bulldog mentality, you know, gave up 5 runs in 2 innings and then didn't give up another run the rest of the way. And so I kept telling the kids, hey, guys, we're okay. We're going to win this thing. We had a bunch of runners on. We left 12 runners on base. And like, well, guys, just hang with this. We are that good. It's okay. And sure enough, and we got that first guy on in the last inning. I knew we'd be all right, even though we were down 5-1.
You knew you were going to be all right, really?
Yeah, really. Yeah. You know, it's weird. You know, walking over to other interviews, you know, one of my coaches is like, I didn't think there was a chance. And I go, really? I go, I was confident the whole time because we just kept getting runners on base. And I was like, we're going to get these big hits. We're too good of a hitting team, and we just haven't hit very well yet. But, yeah, I mean, that's just how much I believe in these kids. And really, they look at each other. And the one thing that's really unique, you know, you talk about character. And these kids, they all play on the weekends in tournaments. And they're all all-stars. So, really, they're some of the best kids on their own team. And what they're learning right now is that, hey, it's okay for me to fail because there's 13 other all-stars behind me that's going to pick me up. And so a lot of them are buying into that. And, you know, if you strike out in a big moment, hey, that next kid's going to come up and get a base hit for you. So it's neat to see those guys be able to play the game with fun and without pressure on them because the reality, they're 12-year-olds playing baseball.
Right. All right, yeah. What's next on Saturday? Do you know who you're playing yet?
Yeah, no, we don't. There's a game going on right now, and that loser is going to go home, and then that team will play Webb City on Friday, and then the winner of that will meet us on Saturday at 10 a.m. Central.
What will you personally remember the most about this team and their journey so far?
Yeah, you know, we have committed ourselves to making this the experience of a lifetime. You know, it's not about baseball here. I mean, it is, obviously, that's why we're here, but it's about friendships. And so on our way here, we rented two 15-passenger vans, and we stopped in Dyersville, Iowa, and we had a practice at the Field of Dreams movie set, you know, so
right.
We got to walk out of the corn, you know. So, I mean, that's the experience, you know, that we're looking to provide. And, you know, a lot of baseball coaches, they don't allow their kids to go swimming because they'll get tired. And I'm like, man, these kids are 12 years old. Go swim and have fun. We're going to try to get to an Indianapolis Colts thing. We're going to a AAA game tonight. Dave and Buster's, you know, they are just having a ball. And so, you know, I will remember the times that we're having in the van because I don't know all these kids very well. And then all of a sudden, you get these kids in the van and they're just hilarious and
right.
They're
yeah.
all just such great kids and you can tell their families are great families and that's the experience I'm going to remember. And hopefully one day while I'm in the grocery store, you know, 20 years down the road, someone's going to say, hey coach, and I turn around, it'll be one of these kids and you can reminisce about it.
12-year-olds are inherently funny.
Oh well, my
tell
gosh,
me,
right?
Tell me something that they're into that's not baseball related, music or, you know, something that sort of surprised you that they keep talking about, or are their brains entirely filled with baseball right now?
No, you know, the one thing that I always like to try to preach, and this isn't always just me, but it's we want kids to be athletes. And so, you know, football practice has already started for so many of these kids. So they've missed 2 weeks of football already to be out here. Mm. But, you know, they are... It's really hard to say, like, what 12-year-olds are into. I mean, they like their video games and stuff like that, and people always talk about electronics. But what's unique is at this hotel, we have the 16 teams staying there, and these guys are having wiffle ball tournaments out in the past year, just left and right with these teams and forming relationships with kids from Missouri and all that. And so that's what's unique about it all, and I don't know. They're interested in everything, to be honest. So you bring up a
right.
subject, and they all have an opinion because 12-year-olds are always right, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful game. And Jeff Riley, Sioux Falls Little League coach, thanks for all you do. Thanks for keeping it fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the support and the call. And, we're on a Saturday, and hopefully we make it to Pennsylvania, and we can talk again.
All right. Come on back. The team plays for a spot in the Little League World Series this Saturday at 10 a.m. That's on ESPN. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.